you've decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show.
And that makes you a winner.
This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods,
you'll get the goods.
Will you win a Holden Colorado?
T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And today's show is an absolute cracker, people, if I do say so myself. I am exhausted. I've come straight from a costume fitting.
We're going to find out about
that. Talking about it. It's private.
I'm going to absolutely pump this out of you by today.
Let's just say hello, Hollywood.
Oh my God.
Not saying too much.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hey, we've got
to sign a release, didn't I?
You have to sign a release form. This sounds very interesting. Okay.
All right, what else?
To the bottom of it. Kim Kardashian has met with Donald Trump. So that's two reality stars in the White House.
Kim Jong-un or Kim Kardashian. He'll meet with anyone called Kim these days.
Kim, there you go.
Can't wait. Now, you've got Getaway up on blocks. You've got your own version of Getaway.
I've got my own Getaway show.
What's
that
it involve?
Launching. It involves just some tips on travel.
Do's and don'ts. I've got the don'ts covered.
No kidding.
Have you travelled with me?
Sometimes, yes.
Strap yourself in.
Exactly. Todd Sampson's coming in.
This guy, one of the smartest guys in the room, always got a good show out called Body Hack. We're going to talk to him about his wild experiences. Have you seen the show, Jane?
I've seen a few shows. I haven't seen this, the latest series.
It's like an intellectual jackass. is what I call it. It's very good, very different. We'll put that up on blocks and have a chat. Greg Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Greg Hunt. We're going to replay some bits from Greg Hunt on the floor of Parliament. So are we in delay, Dave?
Yes, we are.
Who might want to be for that?
All right.
I just can't get over that. Hey, guess who's coming in?
Who?
Why do you think I'm wearing a pink jacket today? Get it? Matt Preston.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's wrong with men?
What's that got to do with Matt Preston?
Because he wears pink.
All right.
He wears
every colour of the
rainbow.
Some days he's canary yellow.
Well,
if he had popped a cravat on.
How unimpressed would you be?
Put on 20 stone or something. I mean, if he had done something.
Anyway, Matt's coming in
to talk all things
MasterChef. I've got some bizarre statistics about women.
Old ducks.
No, I'm not going to say the word old ducks.
Old ducks is...
I'm going to say your hottie older chicks who are into gaming.
I've got
some very interesting statistics
for you. If we're talking gaming, you're talking old ducks.
Come on, Jane.
Call it. Mick Coyne, up and about. We are getting dangerously close to the bottom here.
We really are.
You really need to get involved. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
And you're getting ready for Front Bar, which is on tonight.
Yes. Gary Ablett on tonight.
Oh, wow.
Sam Pang sits down one-on-one.
Senior or junior?
Junior.
Fantastic.
You should have said you've got to wait and see.
It's a surprise.
I want people to tune in. we've got some great stuff going on, and it's Indigenous Round, so Gavin Wanganeen will be on. And what did you do over the night? Listen to this, Jane.
I'll pull the music down. I serviced the Getz overnight, so I've put it up on blocks. I did an oil change, air filter.
Checked the brakes. Can't you just lift the Getz yourself?
Pretty much. Pretty easy to do.
What is putting the Getz on blocks involved?
I serviced the car. Why don't you go down to your Kmart or your auto tune?
Why don't you arrange for one of your mates to steal it and claim the insurance? Why don't you set fire to it?
Why would I want to do that? It gets me from A to B. It's as cheap as chips to run, and I love it.
Did you service it to save money to pay for your fine?
Well, it cost me $100 all in goods from Super Cheap Auto, so that was, you know, my oil.
He's angling for another GoFundMe here.
No, I'm not at all.
Do you want someone else to do it for you?
Well, I can do it, and I did it.
All right, good for you.
Okay.
Mickey,
yes.
You've got a bit of a spring in your step.
I can't talk about it.
I don't know. You've changed. You have changed.
I've got different sets of friends. I've got you. I've got my radio friends, you know, my TV friends. I'm really enjoying my movie friends at the moment.
You're what?
You're doing a movie.
I'm about to tell you, hey, Captain Obvious.
What are you talking about? Did you have to... There's something I heard.
And I'm on set. That's all you need to know. I'm getting...
What's the film?
I can't tell you the film right now.
Well, we're going to have to
guess. It's a porno.
Well, no one's going to see that.
I'm
if you don't mind me saying.
Well, how dare
it's
you?
It's not a porno.
No, it's not.
Is it a biopic?
It's a biopic.
Who are you playing?
Look, I'll tell you this. It's not Richard Clapton. It's a biopic. I'm not the subject of the biopic, but let's just say.
I'm intrigued.
Do you know what I'm like? A young Russell Crowe. on set. What I really am.
Well, you're just what? You're a bit. Are you good to work with?
I'm not, but you're not allowed to look me in the eye. Sure, I heard about Tom Cruise once.
What?
I heard Tom Cruise wanted to tell, it was on Mission Impossible or something, and he wanted to tell the crew off.
Yes.
So he went into makeup, took his shirt off, and had them make up his entire upper torso and face so he could run out and rouse on the on the crew.
Did he really?
Yeah, so I gave that a go.
How did that go?
A lot of makeup.
A lot of time in makeup.
Do you know what
too?
They did? I put on 20 pounds for the role.
Yeah,
they didn't ask for it.
Dave,
I just
honestly,
decided to do it.
Mick was saying to me on last Friday night, he goes, you know what, I think I'll put 20 pounds on for this role. I go, what for? He goes, well, no, it could be easy. Now, I have to, please, don't embarrass me when you're on this movie set, and I don't even know, I've better find out what it is soon.
Here we go.
You just don't have any diva behaviour.
Why would you say that?
No, I don't want you to do any Christian Bale-like behave. You know what Christian Bale's like? Yeah. We've got a bit of Christian Bale. None of this, please.
None of this.
Kick your f***ing ass. I want you off the f***ing set, you prick. Think for one f***ing second. What the f*** are you doing? Do I f***ing walk around? Shut the f*** up, Bruce. Am I going to walk around and rip your f***ing lights down? Why the f*** are you walking right through? What the f*** is it with you? What don't you f***ing understand? You got any f***ing idea? Hey, it's distracting in the middle of the scene. Give me a fucking answer.
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. Seriously, man, you and me, we're done.
Okay, now don't, no looking,
that
no one else
the
can look at the light.
Fitting.
It better
that
not have been,
me.
Don't you be terrible. No, what's the movie?
I can't, well,
costume fitting.
All I'll say is,
yeah, what does it involve?
I'll be playing a colourful racing identity.
Oh. I might know.
Go to a break.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got a tweet there?
Just come through from Loki at Kennedy Malloy. He says, are you playing the lead role in a Meatloaf biopic,
How
Mick?
Are you, Mick?
No, my singing's too good. All right, what do you got?
Well, I don't know if people have seen this picture, but it freaked me out today. It was tweeted by Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States.
Yeah, that's unusual.
It's a picture of him in the Oval Office, sitting behind his desk with a massive grin, and he's standing next to Kim Kardashian.
Right. They're in the Oval Office. I've seen
the
photo. I looked at that. You know what I thought?
What?
There it is, the fall of Rome.
Well, yeah.
That is it in a nutshell. No coming back from here.
Which is pretty much what most of the world is saying.
Imagine if you've just woken up from a coma. Imagine you've been in a coma for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. You're American, you wake up, you get the paper, and you flip that open.
It's really quite bizarre. Kim went to meet with President Trump because she wanted to make a case to release a high-profile prisoner, grandmother who's serving a life sentence for drug offences. So who do you get to plead your case? Kim got onto it, right? And so she requested.
So this is a woman who's part of a syndicate that muled thousands of kilograms of cocaine.
That's correct.
That's not denied.
And she was convicted in 1996 on 8 criminal counts.
I thought the pardon was supposed to be for, like, you know, crimes of being a passion or someone, or for racial lines or someone who was
politics.
Like Jack Johnson, you know, racially fueled. But it's just your standard run of the mill.
No.
I've got a friend who's in jail. Can we get her out, please, Donald?
I know. Well, she's not up for parole as well, which is ever. Mm. Oh, sorry, not up for release ever, you see.
Right.
So Kim thought, you know, having such a conscience as she does about everything. I mean, the last time that we saw Kim, can I just tell you what? She had to take down one of her photos because she was advertising a lollipop that helps you lose weight. So this is what we're talking about. Anyway, they did meet.
I saw that photo.
Did you?
When I heard that they owned a photo together, do you think White House or Playboy Mansion? You go, I would have thought that would be more appropriate. There's your cover of Time magazine.
Right, I don't even know what to
say
about this.
Man and woman of the year. There they go. She don't have to say this. She looks more comfortable than Melania does at his
side. That's true. Yeah. But she's also not smiling like Melania.
Yeah.
Where is Melania, by the way?
I don't know. Hostage Stockholm syndrome. I don't know what's going on there. Who got the last pardon through, don't you?
No.
Sylvester Stallone. So Sylvester Stallone went to him and said, can we get Jack Johnson pardoned?
Yeah.
And he went, yep, no drama. So Sylvester Stallone.
So celebrities
so now
are
the
doing
celebrities
this.
Are just rocking up going, can you get my mate off? Can you do this? So it goes Sylvester Stallone, then it goes Kim Kardashian. Next, I think, is Vin Diesel. Oh. Will be up there.
Wow. Oh, I really don't understand.
How many? You know what? You look at that.
You get the
and you
access.
Know why the two of them were in the Oval Office? Because they have the most Twitter followers in the world. If you have a look at those, who's got more? But they would have.
No, they're the ones.
Someone finds me
two people who have more Twitter followers than those two people, and
oh, well, that's
I will go.
Sad.
Two porn stars in one photo there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Are. That's right. Right. So. That's for two reality show hosts. Yeah. Have we got a little mashup of the two of them going about their business? This is
the genius of
the genius of the two people in the Oval Office, calling the shots, calling the pardons, running the country, running the free world.
I look forward to meeting with Kim. Hopefully, that will be a success, and maybe it will be, and maybe it won't be. We don't know, but we'll see what happens. Don't want to be an
American idiot. This is like my biggest fear of life. You have a stretch mark.
Happy birthday to Melania.
Do you want
to
tell us what you got her?
You know, I'm very busy at this point. Running out looking for presents, okay?
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. My diamond earring. The diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone. Yeah, but there's people that are dying.
We had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
This is my mom, upside down on a stripper pole.
We may even have a Space Force. Space Force. We have the Air Force, we'll have the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do this.
Selfies are such a really, like, popular thing right now. And I thought it would be really cool to put them all in a book.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything.
It's like, people are so dumb and stupid.
Yeah. There
wow.
you go.
So I remember a lot of that. Sample. I reminisced.
There they are. Yep. Calling the shots. Do you know this really scary thing is?
What?
What you're looking at there is the current president, but possibly the next first lady. Because she's married to Kanye
That's
West.
Right.
And if you had told me 3 years ago that Kanye West could ever be president, I would have said no. But right
well,
now,
Oprah's he ruled is herself
odds,
out, so he's on track.
On. So look out, she'll be back in the White House.
Oh, yeah. God.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Please be sure your seat backs are in the upright and locked position, and all carry on items are securely stowed.
Jane.
Oh, that's me.
yes,
oh, do you know what
we're
I was doing?
We're off to a flyer. I think we're going to need a black box recorder
no.
for this segment.
It's when I heard Madonna. I just sort of got in a bit
took
of a dance.
Took you away somewhere?
It took me away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I drifted away.
You realise you're at the office, don't you?
I do.
You realise we're working with you now.
I am. You know I'm very dedicated to this whole shebang. All right,
well, you're
I've
right
got
across
some,
everything.
I've got holiday travel news.
Yeah,
tips,
good. I like this. This is
bits
great.
Bits of information that's
school
going on.
School holidays coming up. Everyone yeah. loves to travel.
All right.
We've all done it.
Here's a good one. Here's a bit of fun for the kids when you travel.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure, just be careful what they're sipping from their drinks
right.
when they get when the trolley comes around.
Right.
You know, I know sometimes my kids, I go, hey, guys, just be steady on ordering the lemonades, all right?
Yeah.
Not every
been an
time.
Incident, Jane.
There has been. Are you trying to make me get to the point?
No, I'm not.
All right, there has been. A 12-year-old boy was given a double gin and tonic and kind of started to act a bit crazy. And the grandmother went, what's going on with my kid? And she sniffed the drink and went, what the heck? Yes.
Wow. I wish a host had accidentally given me a double gin.
Me too. I don't know how to get
gin?
It.
Forget the Finnegan.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what happened. Actually, it was quite...
Something for that.
This is what happened. They were on a Jetstar flight from Brisbane to Denpasar, and he said to his granny that his drink tasted yuck.
That's a giveaway.
He's got plant allergies, and she says he reacted to the drink with hay fever and watering eyes and sneezing. Hey, that's from the gin, from the berries that are in it, right?
Juniper berry.
Juniper berry, of course. Mm. Now, this is what happened. The airline says the mix-up happened when similar-looking drinks from an adult customer and the boy were taken to the galley during turbulence to prevent spillage.
Right.
So why wouldn't you just chuck them both out and make a couple of new drinks? So what they did was they came back with the two similar looks. So one must have been
marked
lemonade.
Them and put them in the fridge like a shared household.
Like a taste test.
Yeah.
They say to the adult, here, sip this. Which one do you reckon's got the gin?
Russian roulette.
He's probably had about a 50,000 anyway. And he goes, oh, yeah, this
Couldn't
one.
Tell.
So they give the kid the other one.
Come on, Jetstar. You can do better than that.
You can.
And the kid was
it's
doing the Jetstar jump in the
aisle. He was.
That's when they knew there was something
That's
wrong.
That's a giveaway.
All right.
All right.
There's been an influx of tourists going down a very quiet route in Pingtung County in Taiwan.
That's not a place.
It's a it's a place because I've looked it up. Trust me.
No.
Everybody's about to Google map this place.
And why are they going there?
It's Pingtung County, Taiwan, because you know that you can upload a photo and you can put it onto Google Maps. You can put it on Google Earth.
Yep, sure.
If you take a photo of a nice sunset or a sunrise or beach setting or you somewhere at a great location. So this really attractive young girl took a photo of her boob and did the nip slip, the whole thing. Yep, and she's whacked it on to Google Maps.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all these, they started to notice in this village, this stream of cars coming down the street.
But why?
Because she just thought it was a bit of fun.
Because she there at the time?
She was there at the time. There she is. And she's uploaded this picture.
Come and see my tit live.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's live. She's not going to stand there forever. But it just caused
them. Well, then why else would you go? Oh, this is where the chick showed us her boob.
Well, there's a lot of stupid people
stand there,
in the world.
You, and go, this is where it all happened.
Yeah. I don't know why.
This is where history was made.
Yep.
I don't know why. They're calling it hashtag boobgate. And it's unclear who the woman is.
When you say people are coming from everywhere to go to the place where she exposed
her
breasts.
Yes, because now it's a tourist attraction.
Do they go there and expose their own breasts?
I don't know. I'm just giving you
tourist
information.
Do the breasts go out like a shade of purple at sunset? What happens? Is there more to that story?
I'm giving you interesting tourist information, don't you think?
You're giving me tourist information.
Listen.
What? That is
I thought that's very interesting.
It was interesting, but I would have thought, I don't know how Google Maps works, but if you go, bang, it's uploaded now and she's there, let's all run down and get an eyeful.
But that's why
but
it's ridiculous.
Not there, I don't get the point.
Well, she might have set up camp. Anyway. It's, you know what? Yes. Here's another lovely holiday scenario. You're sitting around a campfire.
Hello.
Toasting marshmallows.
Oh, you're taking me there.
Yeah,
you like
good.
That?
Sounds good.
Okay, so the US Geological Survey, who they're doing updates currently on Hawaii's Kilauea volcanic eruption.
Yeah. Mm.
They had a recent inquiry that took them by surprise. Somebody wanted to know, is it safe to roast marshmallows over volcanic rock, lava?
Right.
Yes, so, yes it is.
Off
you go. Here's a little stick and a marshmallow and it's that way.
You have a long enough stick. To put the marshmallow on, I would not think. And they have to say, we're going to have to say no. That's not safe. Please don't try it.
If you've got the choice, go to Timping and check out the
boobie. Pintang.
Check out the chick
there.
Holiday misdemeanors. Stupid behaviour on holidays.
That's what I'm probably getting at.
Should we open it up to our listeners?
Sure.
1-333-353
I love. Have you done any stupid behaviour
on
holidays?
We'll talk about them on the back. I might have something.
Oh,
all right.
A lot. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. 1-333-353 All right.
Where's
Kennedy
the big
Malloy.
Intro? Don't you have? Isn't this James Getaway?
Oh, you want to go back to the intro?
Yes, please.
Yeah, come on.
Please be sure your seat backs are in the upright and locked position, and all carry-on items are securely stowed.
With Jane.
See, just set the tone. We're back in the zone.
I was going to sing this. I was going to try, but
too
busy.
Oh, like Dennis Jane.
Yep.
Madonna.
Oh, that's not bad.
All right. So we're talking.
We'll talk about holiday escapades or something that's gone.
Stuff that's gone wrong on holidays, making the wrong call, doing stupid things.
I've been robbed.
Yeah.
Heaps of times. What happened to you?
Oh, well, what are you talking about? What would you consider?
Which one?
Hang on.
Shut up, Dave. What?
You've got the concerned look on your face. This is what's worrying me.
Cliff diving in the grill when you're drunk, is that a silly thing to do?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Haven't I told you that?
No.
I'm sure I haven't. No, the grill's in Jamaica.
Oh, right.
And it's a place, and there's a bar there called Roy's Bar. Who's the guy from Casablanca? Sam's Bar?
Yeah.
No, Sam's.
Played again, Sam?
Oh. Played again, Rick's Bar.
Rick's Bar,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's your right. I'd had a couple.
I haven't had a couple.
Five Negronis. Oh. I thought that looks pretty easy. So I've toddled over to the cliff diving platform, stripped down to my Speedos, handed my drink to the Jamaican guy who's standing there saying, you're good to go. You know, I've looked down, I've seen it, and I don't want to do it anymore. Anyway, behind me, that's me, Malloy. That's Mick Molloy. And I've been reckoned by three cute little girls from Australia who recognised me.
Oh.
And then they're going, oh, no, he's not going to jump. He's not going to jump. And the the Jamaican guy goes, you got to go, man.
This is how people get injured to impress girls.
And so anyway, and then I look down and he says, never look down, man. Oh. You never look down. And I've done a pin drop off the side of a cliff.
Was it like tall?
Oh yeah,
huge. Like
this. Mate, it was about a 15-story building.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
No, it hurt. I've dislocated my shoulder pretty much. So it wasn't my drinking
shoulder. Still the
it
same injury.
Might have
injury.
Been the start of the urgent. What about getting your card cut off at Scores in New York? My credit card cut off.
What Scores?
Yeah, what's
that? The strip club. You know, the famous one. That,
Oh, that makes it
Kevin
good.
Rudd went to?
Sorry, sir, but you're done here. That's not bad.
How long had you been in New York when that got cut off? I'm guessing it was only a few days.
Could only been a couple of days. Being sent down to Homeland Security at LAX.
Oh, mate.
That's pretty
bad.
That's
this
pretty
is
big.
Where I'm always
And there's
nervous.
One more, but I can't tell you because it happened on the Island of Mystique.
This is
and I will never...
You will
never
you will.
Get out of
you
me
will
what
tell
happened
me what
on
happened.
The Island of Mystique.
We have to find it.
Nathan's on the line. Hello, Nathan.
Yeah, g'day, Mick. How are you?
Did you get up some stupid antics, did you, while you were a tourist overseas trying to roast some marshmallows,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, trying to roast the marshies on the volcanic lava.
Have you done it?
What volcanic lava? What are you doing, Nathan?
well, we got hiked up a hill. Got hiked up a hill at, in Antigua in Guatemala, which we nominated for after a bender. We'd been up all night, went up the hill, and we got to the top, and there was a little bit of lava sitting in one of the vents once we got to the summit, and the guy goes, hey, he goes, vamos, vamos. And he pulls out a packet of marshmallows, and he goes, here, a couple of sticks, and we roasted them in just above the lava, and we ate them.
Good times, mate. That sounds
That's what you want to do
actually.
After you've had a bender.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, well, the only thing that really went wrong is that we brought a packed lunch and we left them on the bus at the bottom of the hill, and obviously the villagers were starving. We got back to the bus and the lunches had all been pinched.
Oh, those damn villas, starving villagers.
Yeah, but you had a bad day. Well done, Nathan. That's bad tourism all around. Martin's on the line. Martin, what happened to you?
Yeah, Mick and Jane, it was my girlfriend at the time, but now my wife. Bit of out of character for her, but we were doing some drying and some washing in Nice, France. And, of course, middle of the night, and everything around us, you got to pay for toilets and stuff, and Aussie tourists, too stingy to pay for toilets. So she held on as long as she could. And in the end, the only thing she could do was the old bin in the corner, while I kept guard, and, left a deposit there.
She had a whiz in a bin.
In France.
A whizzer in the bin.
Bin in the laundromat.
Oui, oui. Bang, Mickey.
Not
That's
bad.
Why I'm the king.
Not
Mickey.
That's, I don't think the French would bat an eyelid at that
person.
No, personally.
I think they would.
They
would think it was very avant-garde. they've got nudists going to the art galleries now.
I've seen an installation at the Louvre, which is pretty much just that.
Exactly.
All right,
thanks,
Martin.
Mickey. Another Mickey.
Yeah, g'day, Mick and Jane. How are you?
Good.
Long-time listener.
Good. Thanks. What did you do, mate?
When I was in the Air Force up at Butterworth, a group of us went to Betong in Thailand for a weekend, and we'd had a few to drink, and of course there was a curfew on, so we had to go back to our floor when the curfew came in, so we still got a few to drink. One of the other guys decides, I'll let off a fire extinguisher and coat one of our mates, and when we'd all finished, I looked at him and I started singing, Frosty the Snowman. And, of course, we're laughing our heads off. And the next morning when we're trying to check out of the hotel, they wouldn't give us our passports back or let us go unless we paid for the fire extinguisher. We're saying, no, no, no. And then the militia turned up and says, you pay for fire extinguisher or you go to jail. And we've got, okay, so... 800 baht later, and we
good
got
work.
Our passports and
got
home.
Mickey, you know that they call him and his mate?
What?
The Thailand 2.
I think
there'll be a mini-series based around them.
He could still be calling from Thailand as you speak, I
think. Using his one phone call?
I think he might
Well
be.
Done, everybody. Yes, just get home safely. That's all I can say.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Todd Sampson has made an interesting career move from ad guru to human guinea pig.
Wow, I feel really sick to my stomach. Stress levels are going through the roof.
For years, he's subjected his mind to sparring matches with Russell Howcroft on Gruen.
You do not create normal in advertising.
Of course you do, mate. It's about empathy and relating. Do you think Pamela Anderson pulling off the mum ad would go down well?
Now he's subjecting his body to extreme stress to test the limits of human potential.
The most controversial, shocking, confronting hour of television this year.
Tonight's premiere of Body Hack 2.0 makes for an interesting lineup of MasterChef followed by cannibalism.
Something I never thought I'd be doing.
Please welcome Todd Sampson.
Oh, so you're laughing, Todd. Oh, you seem relaxed.
With you? That is the best intro I've ever heard.
Well,
can I say something?
Yes.
Can you take a chill pill?
Yes.
Can you go home and see your family or something? What is wrong with you? You are. We take our eye off you for a minute and you're off. You're out with the Bedouins or you're in some kind
the
of...
The Matseys of the Amazon.
Do you know what my daughter said, though, my 8-year-old? She said that the kids at school are talking about the show and they're really excited for it to come on. But she said, Dad, the show's kind of ruined for me. And I said, oh, why, sweetheart? And she said, oh, because I already know you're alive.
Such disdain at my mere existence.
And disappointment.
Spoiler alert, Dad's alive.
You could have at least come back with a limp or, some sort of injury. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about and get through, but this is where literally want you in today to talk about Body Hack. It does premiere tonight after MasterChef. Can you? Well, it's about extreme challenges for the body and the mind. I'd like to know the research that goes on into this and how did you find these amazing people?
So just to put it in context, it's the same premise as last year. So the idea is to explore extraordinary cultures to see what we can learn from their lives with the strong belief in that by understanding others, regardless of how extreme they are, we better understand ourselves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So each culture is chosen based on what we think is interesting, both from a science perspective and a cultural perspective. So I have a list of maybe 40 and then I kind of go through that and go, well, what do they do that's unique? How authentic is that culture? Yeah. And then the researchers go on. And by the time I leave, I would probably have 60 pages of research on that culture.
What have you learned? can you crystallize it into a
It's very difficult
for
to
me.
Crystallize.
Does it make you want to turn to religion? Does it make you want to change your entire perspective of life?
I tell you, the being with the sadhus of India was an extraordinary experience. So they worship 300 million deities. 300 million. Right, so they have
that's
so
a lot to keep
so
up with.
It is one of the most colorful, diverse religions on the planet, and they believe that you can. So the religion believes that you can get to enlightenment, but it takes many lifetimes.
Right.
The sadhus believe you can get there in one lifetime, but to do that, you have to put yourself through extreme acts of abhorrent behavior and disgusting things. And
Love Island. I don't know. What are we talking about here?
For example. But there was one guy, Mick, which was one of my favorite there, and he was such a beautiful man. He had his arm up in the air, like asking a question, for 19 years. He has never put his arm down for 19.
No, he hasn't.
And the worst, Jane, the worst thing is because his arm was always up during the filming, I kept thinking he was asking a question. it was so uncomfortable. I kept looking to him like, oh, go ahead.
Is he still waiting to ask?
Is this like self-flagellation? What is it?
A bit like that. It's a bit, they believe.
Imagine if they finally ask him and he's forgotten what he wanted to ask.
But you know the crazy part? Is the body adapts.
No, what is the crazy part?
The body adapts so much that he couldn't put it down if he wanted to.
He couldn't put it down.
Because the collagen, it's all lined up.
Oh, it's petrified, in that literally.
Position. And if you watch closely, his nails have grown and they've almost encompassed his hand. But the other guy that was next to him had stood up for 9 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, so do you know what I would do? That's strange.
My speciality would be lying on the couch for 20 years. What about that? You're famously talking to a guy who took 43 steps in one day. That's where I'm going.
That's
you're
the
down
challenge.
The other end.
Mixed,
can I ask you?
Next path to enlightenment. Yeah. Lie on your sofa.
Oh, yeah, and you track your dad.
And he only took steps to go to the toilet and to get beers from the fridge.
That was it, in one day. Can I ask, have you said no to anything? Have you looked at something in your travels or come across your desk, you looked at 60 different stories and gone, you know what, I'm not up to that, I'm not ready for that, that's enough of another series?
I have limits.
I have limits. The one that I knocked back, which I put up in the first place, was I wanted to do flight. human flight, something on human flight.
That would be great.
Yeah. And so the interesting one.
Like a Birdman rally or something? Like, what are we talking
it
here?
Was,
we...
It was wingsuit jumping off
of. Dude.
No, I know. So then, wait. So then I'm filming. I'm filming Redesign My Brain, and I'm with whom I consider to be one of the best rock climbers in the world, Steph Davis. And she explained to me that being in a wingsuit is basically a straitjacket. You cannot move because of the pressure of the air. And she said it is one of the worst experiences, and she highly does not recommend it. Lots of people die. Well, so I gave it a miss.
That's a good idea, not to do it. Hey, look, we'll
that's
probably...
That's my next series, by the way.
Have we got a little bit to hear of the show?
Let's play a little bit now, and then we'll get you to well, let's have a listen to the bit from the show.
Todd Sampson's Body Hack is back.
I'm going to explore the limits of pain and human endurance.
Tonight, in the season premiere, get ready for the most controversial, shocking, confronting hour of television this year.
Something I never thought I'd be doing.
Oh. Todd Sampson's Body Hack 2.0.
That sounds like...
That's how they advertise my shows, generally.
That's actually how they advertise MasterChef. It's the same music, I think.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a break. Can you stick around, Todd? Sure. We'd like to talk to you about, I don't know, cannibalism. Yeah. I don't know about you at home, but my tummy's rumbling.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Matt Preston to join us in the next 20 minutes. Todd Sampson now, Kennedy Malloy to drive home Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
He would eat it. He would eat human flesh. I think he would.
You can ask him when he comes in.
That's why George is so small.
He would be... Indeed. We are talking to Todd Sampson about Body Hack tonight, Channel 10. Yes. What time?
8:30?
Well, about 8:30, because MasterChef sometimes goes a little bit later.
Let's have a couple of disclaimers. It's a very intelligent, well-thought-out show. What are your disclaimers? What do people need to know?
Are there a few confronting things for our audience?
In the first episode, look, I don't see it as confronting, but the Channel 10 clearly does, and their promos. I find the promos as confronting as the content. But it will finally be over after tonight.
Do you eat human flesh?
There's a moment of cannibalism. So the river, the Ganges River, is where a lot of bodies get dumped. I shouldn't say dumped, it's a bit harsh. So they burn most of the bodies in the Varanasi. 100,000 a year get burned.
Yep.
And so pregnant women, people with disease, small children, and sadhus do not get burned. They get a rock tied to them and they get dumped in the river.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, they then float up.
As they should.
Because often little fish might eat them or whatever. Yep. They float up to the shore, and then a special sect called the Agori eat the dead. And so I'm walking along the shore, stepping over children and arms and legs and stuff on the shore. Yeah. And then he finds something and we sit together.
Like Schoolies Week. Sorry, keep going.
You sit together with a little picnic rug.
And I'm doing a piece to camera about the disgust response and how from an evolutionary perspective, fear was something that we felt to keep animals from killing us.
Yes.
Disgust response, the gag response was to prevent something from getting in and killing us.
Oh.
So, and I was explaining this and suddenly... I just hear this crunch, and he's kind of, anyway, it all gets a bit weird from there.
You mentioned something else that there's a lot of, like, you're just warning people. Mm. You're not being silly about it, but there's a fair amount of human body of genital parts.
Yeah, so the
first
me,
part, they're naked. The sadhus are naked almost all the time. Right. They shun clothing. That's part of another part of their lives. Right. And there was one funny stage, which doesn't make the film, where I'm sitting in this tent with them and we're getting ready to do yoga, which is...
Are you nude?
I'm not nude at this stage. But they're getting ready to do naked yoga and they're all walking across and around me. And then I remember whacked in the head with some guy's penis. I looked at camera. Haven't we all? Did you just say that?
That's a long way to go turkey slapped. That's a long way, Todd Sampson.
This is
like an intellectual jackass.
Who's not going to watch this?
No, this doesn't make the cut.
Come on.
So I look at my shooter, Toby Ralph. He's this big sort of Australian 6'2" guy. And all I could see was his one eye that wasn't looking through the lens, bouncing up and down laughing. So we couldn't put it in because it was unbelievably shaky.
All this and much, much more. We could talk to you forever on this. You know what I love? And also, congratulations on Gruen, by the way.
Ten years of Gruen,
and it's nominated for a Logie, of course.
And it's rating really well. It was another great show.
I'm so fascinated by your relationship with Russell Howcroft. I suspect underneath it all, you may genuinely like each other.
Let me tell you that he sent me a Christmas card. Right, and I let my kids open all the stuff I get. Like, I just let Coco open it. So Coco opens up the card. I'm doing something else. And I said, what does it say? And she said, it's from Russell. And I said, what does it say inside? And just had two words, get
Sadly, that couldn't go to air, but we do appreciate that story anyway.
We have just dumped you. I don't know what part of the world you think that's
you've gone,
okay.
Listen,
at.
What have you been eating? What have you been doing? You're possessed.
Fair enough. That was the car.
We'll play it back when we can. Can I just
you
say,
are possessed.
What fascinates me about that relationship is this guy's off in the Ganges, like nude, eating
flesh
with the locals, and Russell Howcroft's off playing Royal Tennis with Prince Edward. That's why it works.
Don't forget, watch tonight Todd Sampson's Body Hack 2.0 after MasterChef on Channel 10.
Matt Preston to join us next. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is bursting at the seams. You better believe it. We're going to catch up with Greg Hunt. Does he have a bigger potty mouth than Todd Sampson?
I wonder.
We will work it all out in the
next hour. Are more mature women are likely to be gamers than men the same age?
Bitcoin, up and about.
Yes. I thought you were going to comment on my gamer thing.
Say it again.
You just said Bitcoin again.
What happened?
Older women, more mature women.
Yeah.
Are more likely to be gamers than men. And I'm going to explain what they're playing.
Right.
I don't know.
You can't talk yet.
Yes, you can.
He can't. Our next guest. No! You can't bend the rules like that. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. But first, we're going to introduce you.
The man with a fashion sense of an exuberant toddler.
You can't wear a pink suit. Men don't wear pink suits.
The voice of an angel. Or is it the devil?
100 best recipes. It's my new book that's out right now.
A stomach that can go the distance.
Professionally, I've been out and done 35 courses in an evening, two different restaurants.
And he does seem to be the butt of a lot of jokes on this show.
Mick Coyne on one side, my head, and I look like Caesar.
Well, you look like Matt Preston with Ivy on your head.
Please welcome Matt Preston.
Sorry, Matt.
That was in poor taste.
Oh, well,
and a bit disrespectful.
I must
to our
say,
next guest.
I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm in front of three, actually, very good-looking, sexy men.
You are.
It's all happening over here.
It is.
Hello, girls. Do this on. Take your pick.
I'm wearing. Hello, welcome, Matt Preston. Matt, I'm wearing.
Hello, Matt.
A pink jacket in your honour.
You look magnificent today.
Thank you. Oh, do you know what? I said I'm wearing pink. And everyone's going, what? Who cares? What's pink? What does that mean? Why are you wearing pink? Who wears pink?
I don't think of pink when I think of Matt Preston.
Okay.
I think of many things.
Catch up.
Mostly good. Yeah. You know what I like? You're not the first of our guests to sit there and go, oh, God, whenever we play those pre-recorded intros. Was there something in there that took you back to a dark place?
I believe singing the Nina 99 Loft Balloon in my best Henry Rollins impression is probably the way that, and you know those things when you're young and you start out, you walk into a radio station, they say, would you mind?
Oh,
you go, okay, whatever you want. You know, like the overexcited Labrador you are, wanting to please everybody.
No.
And now you just get to the point going, yeah. That would do it. Stupid idea.
We're not going to make you do anything stupid.
No,
we just want to have a chat.
Well, congratulate you on another cracking season.
Well, it's 10
of
years.
MasterChef.
Well,
10 years.
I know. I was listening the other day, and Jane said some very lovely things about the show. Thank you
but
very much.
But it's all
indeed.
True, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, you've been a long term. You've been a long term. Long-term fan.
I have.
Haven't you? Mm.
Mick has got something though. An idea for another
show. Oh well,
show.
I was. It's my second favorite. Cooking show.
Yeah,
my favourite is a little show called Bikini Kitchen. I don't know if you've heard.
Oh,
of
do
it.
You like that?
Harbour. I'd like to think you guys can look and learn. Do you mind if I play you a little bit?
Yeah, I'd love
Bikini
to. That'd be
Kitchen,
great.
Which is hosted by porn stars.
Hello, welcome to Bikini Kitchen, where this ain't your mama's cooking. So today we're making the surf and turf orgy. Let's go ahead and start off by making baked mussels as appetizers. We're gonna go ahead and put your mussel shells in a pan. We're gonna cut up
I think it goes on, but that's how hard it is to do a cooking show in high heels.
I love that for two reasons. One, because one of the great moments in MasterChef was Maggie Beer was on. Someone put up a lovely kind of muscle dish, and she went, "I love the way that big muscle explodes in your mouth." So I love that. That
Maggie
was great.
Beers.
From Maggie Beer, because Maggie Beer is the queen of the
and what about the clanking of all the pots and pans?
But that is because there is this wonderful new trend of rubbish cooking shows, and there's a brilliant show which you can watch on Netflix at the moment, and I probably should be talking about it, but I love it. It's called Nailed It.
And they
take these amazing internet sensation cakes and they get average bakers to try and recreate them. And when they reveal the disaster in royal icing and pound cake that comes out, they go, "Nailed it." You just go,
fantastic.
Kids unbelievable show.
One of the things I've been watching though that really sort of, I don't know, caught me by surprise was there's a bloke on the show and that they will cook with eggs, right? Yeah. And they had 40 minutes to come up with an amazing dish with eggs. Let's have a listen to what the bloke ended up cooking.
Sashi.
I ended up doing a sunshine egg with chili mayo.
What happened?
I became a bit clumsy towards the end when it comes to peeling the eggs. Both my eggs broke.
That's a shame.
So, in fact, he just gave fried eggs.
A fried egg.
It was a plate of eggs on a plate.
Because he's a fried egg, Matt.
Because he
been 40 minutes.
Yeah, nobody had a great
egg. He's a master chef. I'm a master chef.
Look at the way I cut the toast
up into fingers and dip it in the top of the egg.
You can't cook a dish when you're throwing all the eggs on the floor. It's a
fundamental
rule.
And guess what you said? Can't.
Have
40, a listen.
45 minutes.
This is what you said.
You've got to be applauded for just wanting to get something on a plate. It's really important.
You never give up in this kitchen.
Yeah, you never give up.
That's what you showed us.
That's the message. That's the master. You never get up. You keep going.
He had 40 minutes to fry an egg.
And then what happens? 2 weeks later, he's got Gordon mentoring him. He puts up a dish. He beats the professional and he wins a pin.
Now, we're going to talk about
that. That could be. You imagine you put up a fried egg in MasterChef and all your friends you know are laughing at you back at the women's prison in South Australia.
I'm going to MasterChef with my fried egg with my Vegemite on toast.
You know what, Matt?
Guys, you really did a good job. Well, I only had 40 minutes.
You've done something weird to Gordon Ramsay too. You've made him go all nice.
What
and we're going to come back. I'm going to give you an example of what you've done. You've corrupted him.
We have.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, second bite, Matt, along with George and Gary, will be donating their time and culinary skills to help raise money at the Second Bite Gala Dinner on June 4. All the details, secondbite.org.
And not only those two, I believe Mick Malloy.
Yeah. Oh, what am I doing?
I think you're
cooking a fried egg over 40 minutes. I can do that.
Mick, you're going to be there.
Me and Sam Pang, I think. Are we turning up, doing some hosting? I'm a 50-50 chance.
You are not a 50-50. You are going. Yeah. Do I have to drop you there?
No, look, it's okay.
I think I've been banned from Crown.
Because
not allowed to hear it.
No, it's MCG. That's what we're allowed to have.
Oh, MCG.
Yeah, last year at Crown, we couldn't have you because of Crown. And you know, if you can't make it, we've got Manu Fidel coming down. Manu's cooking as well. So
fantastic.
It's an amazing lineup.
And can I say,
town.
Congratulations to you. You do such a wonderful job. That is, we're associated with a few different charities around. That's one of the best I've seen. It does such a great job. And good on you, sir. Happy to be involved.
And you can go to the website, honestly, if you want tickets. Yeah. It's secondbite.org.
A ripping night. Sam Pang's okay.
Yeah,
well, I'll probably do most of the heavy lifting, but he'll probably charge out.
And you'll like the older brother you are. You'll go, Sam, that joke didn't quite work. Yeah. You just tend to lose the room about halfway through. It's a really tough audience. I've seen you get in his head, and it's not funny.
Now, Matt, what have you done to Gordon Ramsay? Have you broken Gordon Ramsay?
No.
He has never been sweeter, nicer, more encouraging. Gosh, honestly, as I'm saying, truly, he's great entertainment. He's a great entertainer. He's making all the contestants feel great. Can I just play?
I really miss the old Gordon.
Well, he still has a little spark of that. I don't think that's gone very far. Can I just show you play you a little example? And again, I believe it's Sashi involved in this one as well. Let's play the first clip.
Gavin, I'm sorry. I could only score your dish 5 out of 10.
Yes! Yes!
Gavin, that means you get 17 points. Sashi, you've got 20. You've beaten the chef. That means you get a pin.
Oh, I'm very happy. Winning an immunity pin on a Gordon Ramsay week. Oh, my God.
Look at this, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Well deserved. Look at that. Well done. Well done. Well done.
So I'm basically saying get a room, Gordon and Sasha. Gordon.
But as those scores are being revealed, and you only see a little bit in the show, but Gordon is jumping up and down.
He's so enthusiastic. He's crossing his fingers hoping that the contestants beat the professional chefs.
Have you ever asked him about his porn dwarf double?
No.
My favourite headline.
The one. You got to do it because it's such a great line.
Gordon Ramsay's porn dwarf double found dead in Badger Hole.
Exactly. How did he get in the Badger Hole? Was he dragged there?
So many questions.
And the answer is he never actually got to meet him. He knew about him, but never got to meet him. Yeah, look. I'm,
you know what? I loved Nigella Week as well.
I think the whole thing about having these people on the show for a week is we get to see so many facets of their character, and that's what makes it so special. We love, and to a degree, there's a bit of that MasterChef effect that he likes the show, he understands the supportive nature, and he treats amateurs with a different, a more tender touch he might treat the professionals.
Next week's Julie Goodwin week, is it?
Curtis Stone, but more important, tonight we've got the only
Julie
Australian.
Going to a drive-through.
Just listen. I'm going to tell you something you
Julie
don't know.
Julie listens to this show.
She does. Yeah, and she'll be
shout out.
Shout out to Julie.
We love Julie.
Well, she won't be listening on the car radio. Hi, Julie. We love you.
Oh. You're terrible. The only Australian ever to win 3 Michelin stars tonight on the show.
What?
And no one knows. No one knows this guy who is the head chef at Gordon's flagship restaurant. He's from Sydney. He worked at the Vidamont here and he worked at Aria. Wow. And he is on tonight and he's the first Australian ever to be the head chef at a restaurant when it won 3 Michelin stars. Right. So it's called Matt Arbe. He's a future superstar of food worldwide and he's one of ours and that's a great celebration.
And what about your mate Heston Blumenthal? Is he going to bob up?
He's in town at the moment.
He's in town.
Yes, he is in town. Just newly married.
I like that guy.
I'm going to have to take what's called the Todd Sampson approach and swear loudly.
We can't afford you again.
Dear young man.
Hey, you can watch MasterChef.
Good on you,
Monday Matt. To, is it Monday to Friday or no, Monday to Thursday?
Sunday to Thursday.
Sunday to Thursday.
It's a great show. The original and the best.
And you boys have never been better.
And Second Bite, if you're in Melbourne, is it on Monday night and you want to get along? You will not put
don't
your time
miss out. This is the best garlic dinner you go to.
Raising funds for people in need, secondbite.org. Matt Preston, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Now, everybody thinks gaming. You've got your cliched idea of who the biggest gamers are.
Yep.
In Australia, did you know that 1.9 million women, who are the older women, outweigh 1.5 million men?
In
who
what?
Went to it? In gaming.
What? Pokies?
Playing gaming.
What
not pokies,
what
no.
What's gaming?
Games. Games on your phone, games on your...
Well, that's sad.
It's not sad.
Get a cat. Get a cat.
They've got
go
cats.
Go home and watch daytime telly.
They've got cats.
Get fat.
They're probably fat.
Oh.
Now, see, why'd you make me say that?
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't make me say women are fat.
I didn't say all women are fat. I said people at home were pushing daytime telly with a cat.
They sit around and they're playing Words with Friends.
Oh, yeah. That's a good game, by the way. I played that one.
You just revealed your true colours.
What are they playing? Candy Crush.
It's like Solitaire. What's Candy Crush?
Solitaire. God, get into 2018, man. What the hell?
What is older women sitting around playing Candy Crush?
Because you can play. Can you play it with your friends, Dave?
I don't play Candy Crush, so I'm not sure.
What about Farmville?
I've heard of it. I've seen it popped up.
Well, I do get annoyed. When I used to be on Facebook, I used to see, Mary has just bought 22 cows. Yeah, oh, whoopee-doo. Yeah. I bought one. And a real one.
Well, most older women in the demographic you're talking about to me are down the pokies.
Yeah. Well, some are down the pokies, but they're also playing this. Now, I joined up, what did I play?
Fortnite.
Because it came on. But that was causing some embarrassment in my household, so I had to stop that. And also, it's very hard to play.
It is.
Yeah.
But isn't that an interesting fact, though? You think that it's more blokes who are doing it, but as a whole bunch of ladies. And I would actually like to know out there if
why
any
are they
of our
playing
triple
them?
Because it's fun. It's entertaining. Why does anybody
play? But you can't gamble if you want to have a gamble.
Yeah,
you're going
no, you can't. You can buy things, can't
probably
you?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, well, let's
okay,
find
now
out.
We get to the nub of it. So these little, when you say gaming, you do mean gambling.
I don't mean going down the pokies and sitting there just mindlessly
putting in the
machine.
No, but you're still feeding
the machine,
aren't you? You are.
Well, you can do it from the comfort of your home.
So there's no difference.
You can do it with your cat on your lap.
You were right, Mick.
Oh, my God. All along. If you think in a million years, I'm going to say that, you've got rocks in your head. Give us a call.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is, Are you a woman?
How old are you? And are you on? Are you gaming?
And do you like playing Candy Crush? Or what other games are you playing? And do you believe my incredible statistics?
Oh, this one's taken me right by surprise.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No idea.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's just find out what our listeners.
What
are
apps
like.
Do you have in your phone, Mick? What are you?
He doesn't even know what an app is.
All right. Good point. Who's a ring? 133353. Are you an older woman who's addicted to gaming? We'll take your calls next.
Your new way to drive home. Malone.
Gamers, are you a senior woman and are you gaming? 133353.
A more mature woman?
More mature.
Or cheaters? Or hotties? Who are a bit
what
more.
What do you mean cheaters?
Cougars.
As in cougars.
Oh, cougars.
Cougars. Cheater. Cheater. Oh my God.
What's a cheater?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
It's like a cougar, but faster.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Really gets about.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Yes, old. More likely to be gamers compared to other age groups and other
and more
blokes.
Than men.
More than men, which
I
is a fascinating statistic.
I find that very surprising because young
this
boys
is in Australia.
Way outrank young girls.
Yeah, but that's in that department. This is women basically over the age of 50
all right,
or around that. I am settled
right
down.
Right in your zone. How many hours a week are you playing?
Shut up. I don't play. I don't. When do I have time?
You had Fortnite.
I know, but I kept getting killed, so I gave it up. Geraldine, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Geraldine, can you share your story with us?
Well, I'm 51. I play Candy Crush, Pet Saga, and Sandbox.
How many hours a day would you be doing that?
I don't know, because when I'm on the phone at work, I have my phone open and I'm playing the game.
Pretending to work.
So you do it at work?
Correct.
Geraldine. Are you at work right now, Geraldine?
No, I'm in the car.
Have you spent money on any of these games, Geraldine?
Oh, maybe. Not much, a little bit.
That's how it starts.
Okay. Thank you, Geraldine.
You'll be turning tricks in the car park if you don't watch it soon, Geraldine.
Not be doing
that's
that.
How it starts.
It's
that's
not
what the
how it
that's
starts.
How the pokies get you.
Not turning
it starts
tricks.
With Candy Crush, it ends with a bit
all
of...
All right, let's go to Dale. Dale.
Hello, how you going?
Good, how you going? What's your gaming story with women?
My mother-in-law, who's nearly 70, spent about $26,000 on a garden app game where she bought plants and garden beds and all that sort of shit. So,
okay. Now this is, I'm flabbergasted by this. I had no idea this was going on.
$26,000.
You're talking about online, basically
No, it's not gambling. They're games on an app and you can purchase.
Sorry, you're feeding a machine. Okay, so instead of having to go down the casino and do it,
correct.
You can sit at home and they are going to suck you into the point where you give them, to the tune of Dale's mother-in-law,
$26,000.
And I bet you that just snuck up on her.
I bet you it did too. And now this is what's happening with kids.
Are kids playing these same games?
Yes, they are, Mick.
So you're indoctrinating kids into coughing up coin over a...
Well, you can
this
try.
Is staggering
and that's
to me.
Why the parents have got to be on top of it. Mm. And that's why you've got to know. My kids have sometimes come to me and said, can I buy something? I go, how much is it? And they go, $45.
Yeah. Is this real money? Go, it's not
no.
like a kind of a fantasy coin.
No, it's
coin,
virtual.
Is it?
It's virtual. It's like Bitcoin.
But you pay money for it, though. If you want to buy like an app and get some credit.
Okay.
I'm staggered at that.
That's
his
amazing, Dale. Thank
spent
you for $26,000
on it, and it sounds so nice. Oh, it's called Candy Crush.
I know.
It's a farming game.
Plants.
I'm going to buy a pig. No, you're not. You're going to lose your house, stupid
Shauna,
old woman.
Shauna, don't say that. Careful.
Well, sorry.
It's not her fault.
No.
Shauna, how are you going? Sorry for that little argument before we spoke with you.
That's all right.
Shauna, what are you playing?
I play Candy Crush.
You sound like you're in a hot air balloon.
I'm in the car. I'm stuck in traffic on the Gateway Motorway.
All right.
Home in Brisbane. Right. I play Candy Crush. I'm 56.
Are you addicted? Are you addicted to it?
I am.
All right.
Well, I think level 3,302 speaks for itself.
Shauna.
Wow.
Level 3,302. So there's no finish to this game.
No.
Have you spent money on it?
No, I haven't. I'm too Scottish for that.
Shauna, do you meet any friends on it or is it just something you do by yourself? Would you have any interaction with human beings?
No, that's a good thing. I do that all day, so I don't have to do that at night.
All right,
Shauna. All right.
Good luck with your next level.
With someone. I know. It's so cool.
This is eye-opening to me.
Well, Shauna's really happy, so she's not upset about it and having a good time. Kathleen, how do you feel about it? Are you a Candy Crush player?
I am a big Candy Crush player.
Okay.
Right.
Now,
what level are you on?
We'll actually like to play the same level over and over again, level 50.
Level
50? What are you doing, woman?
Why?
Kathleen?
Why?
I don't know.
And when do you have time? Have you got kids?
I do, and I actually sit in the car park when they're playing their sports, and I play Candy Crush while they play sports.
Brilliant.
This is awesome. Kathleen, I like. Can we give Kathleen a prize?
Yeah, Kennedy Malloy. Prize pack for you, Kathleen.
That's okay, hilarious.
Kathleen, just try level 51 for me.
All right.
Give it a go. Give us a call back. Let's see how you know.
Thank you, Kathleen. Sean.
Yes, how are you?
Very good. Now, someone close to you plays Candy Crush?
Yeah, my wife.
Now, how long does she play that and what level is she up to?
She cracked level 3,000 the other day.
All right, well, that's not far from our winner at the moment, who's 3,302. Thanks, Sean. Listen, we've got time quickly just for Trish.
Yeah.
Trish, wow, it's not you, it's your sister-in-law, is it, yeah?
Yes, my sister-in-law started playing Candy Crush to the point where her nail was going bent because she was always, like, flicking the Candy Crush.
Oh, right.
And then she went to Pokies, and then she went to the Pokies that you could use your own money, and she wasted $120,000.
There you go. Candy Crush is a gateway gambling operation, which eventually will see you.
Trish,
down
that's
at the
a
Pokies
shocking story.
It is a shocking story.
Oh my God! So that's how it starts.
There you go.
Yep. Okay.
So
thank you, Trish.
Candy Crush.
Get off Candy Crush.
Get off Candy Crush.
Kathleen, go back to level 50. I'm sorry. I take it all back.
Our switchboard have blown up.
It is. Absolutely
flabbergasted. This is a really amazing subject matter, but we'll have to come back to it.
Are the apps for free?
The apps, most of them are. Most of them are free.
Go have a go at this one. This is classic.
Yeah.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, I was noticing our potty mouthed Minister for the Environment, is it? Greg Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
On the paper today. This is a stunning apology from Greg Hunt. Always seemed like a reasonable chap to me. I went to school with Greg Hunt, by the way.
Did you?
We used to debate each other. I think you'll find I had his measure.
Right.
Is that how you say it?
That's it. Okay. If anyone would have thought 20 years down the track there'd be a potty-mouthed environmental minister, they would have thought it'd be me.
But it's correct.
Not. It's Greg Hunt.
The irony.
And apparently he's hauled off at the mayor up at Katherine.
Yeah.
She's taken offence. Herald Sun in Melbourne have gotten onto it, and apparently he's come out today. He's made a big apology, as he would. And it's all behind him. But I knew this. I always knew Greg Hunt had a bit of a potty mouth
when it
came to this. Well, have you ever watched Question Time in Parliament?
I've tried to avoid that at all costs.
I tuned in recently, I don't know why, to have a listen, and this is what I heard.
Government built on a f***ing deception. When they were in government, went to the election pledging that there would be no c***ing tax under the government, they leave. They pledged there would be no c***ing tax.
Oh.
Apart from the fact that it was a tax.
Greg.
Jeez, Greg, settle down.
Yeah, I don't know about
easy
that.
Tiger.
That's tough.
Right, you don't need that.
Need to start watching Parliament again, I think.
Well, that's a bit of fun. Good. It's the After Dark version. Yeah. I'll tell you who should run for Parliament, if that's the criterion. Todd Sampson.
Oh.
How was he? Now, we had him on, a reasonably intellectual fellow, launching a new show.
I think Todd's been rattled by the tribes he's been hanging with.
He's lost his bearings.
I think he might have.
Doesn't know what's acceptable behaviour.
He's inhaled strange things. And have we got a bit of him?
He said, I'm pretty much high in every episode.
Well, I think he said that's what all these different cultural groups do before they do any of their strange...
Get off their chops. And then eat human's flesh.
So we're chatting to him before. You might have all heard it about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And we had to dump him.
We did.
You're going to show how it went to hell. We're going to play it as
I'll beep it, but this is how it gets. So he's talking about a card he got from Russell Howcross.
I asked him about Russell Howcross.
Well, this seems a very innocent story. He's telling about a Christmas card.
What could go wrong? It went very south.
He sent me a Christmas card, right, and I let my kids open all the stuff I get. Like, I just let Coco open it. So Coco opens up the card. I'm doing something else. And I said, what does it say? And she said, it's from Russell. And I said, what does it say inside? And just had two words. Get
Okay. Sadly, that couldn't go to air. But we do appreciate that story anyway.
Now,
usually it's me doing that.
Get it out.
I actually felt relieved.
Have you got it there? Play it. Let's play Jane Kennedy. Don't you get on your high horse and get all judgy.
No, I was relieved somebody else did it.
I think we have.
Right?
I wish wrong with you?
There's a lot wrong with me. Day? There is a lot wrong with me.
You do.
To
there
be
are.
Honest.
You have great days, and then some days
I have some
you
bad
burst
days.
Into tears.
Yep.
Other days
can
you just haul off with the effort. I never know which Jane Kennedy's coming to the table. Sometimes
that makes me so happy. I'm a woman of mystery.
Yeah. You know what I want to do at what? The end of the year? We'll get all our dumped tapes yes. together, and we'll put them together okay. in a big medley.
All
yeah.
our foibles.
Keeps me employed anyway. Keeps, it gives me a job to do, doesn't it?
It's, we'll be back shortly.
You're on your toes.
Yeah, that's it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
All thanks to Carlton Dry. They're letting the game decide who wins the State of Origin.
Oh, have you heard about this
We're
too?
Drinking one right now, by we the are. Way. Carlton Dry. Love what it. A way to finish the day.
And you can win a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry beer. All you have to do is yep. buy it, enter the code, and you could go in the draw to win yeah. heaps of prizes, including three Holden Colorados.
Wow. By the way, the good news is you've already got a carton of Carlton Dry.
Well, that's so the good
So everyone's
news.
A winner.
Bonus.
I'm
if
really
you are
interested.
In possession of a carton of Carlton Dry, I don't care what happens after that, you are already out in front.
Yep, I agree.
But then what are you going to draw for?
You get, there's three Holden Colorados per game. There's nine in total, and that is Jeez a ripping Louise. Car.
It's like a convoy.
Yeah.
It's like right. a ute muster.
Oh, there's free pizzas.
We could have the Carlton Dry ute muster. Get all the Holden Colorados in a row.
Yeah.
Load them up in the back with a bit of booze.
Go to Deniliquin.
Yeah.
Denny to Denny is what I say.
Have you been to the ute muster?
No.
Oh, well, you one have? Of us, oh, I'll put your hands up if you have. Just me, is it?
Really?
Hey, get on your high horse.
Put your hands up if you have. How old are you?
Right. Old enough to drink a refreshing Carlton
right,
Dry.
Excellent.
It's as good as it gets. Is this all still for the
The
big footy?
Yeah, the State of Origin. State so of they're letting origin. The game decide who wins. So go to the website, buy a Carlton Dry, and good luck for the Colorado.
You cannot
if you like
wrong.
Dry, if you like a dry, the Carlton Dry, if I emphasise this enough.
Right.
That's what you do. Have yeah, one, okay. Joan.
I'm having one.
Oh, okay.
Can't you see it?
Have another.
I don't think that's a...
Responsible
drinking
that's
we
That's always.
Encourage.
Yeah, okay.
You're
what,
just being
two's
kind.
Not enough. One's not enough, three's too many.
I'm a lady. I'm a lady.
Well,
speaking
depending
of
on
ladies,
who you're talking to.
Speaking of ladies, and I don't like the expression...
Old duck.
Older...
We're talking about the old ducks.
We're talking about mature, grown-up ladies
seniors.
Who are playing, not seniors,
all right.
who are playing these games and gaming on
old
gaming
boiler.
Concerts.
Old boiler?
Shut up.
Old bag.
That's enough.
Oh, what? Where the bag
goes? I'm going to Scott now. G'day, Scott.
Yeah, evening all.
Yeah, evening.
Hello, Scott.
Now, hey. We've been talking about the fact that there are more women.
Middle-aged. older. Oh, what is it? Okay, you decide.
Women who
are
over the age of about 50.
Getting on a bit. a bit north of.
Hey, Scott.
Just the other half will do.
No spring chicken.
Don't you laugh at Mick Molloy. I'll clock you one.
I can't help it. It's funny.
Oh,
give Scott a prize.
All right, Kennedy Molloy prize back.
Yeah.
Here.
Scott does have a story to tell about his partner. What's your loving partner done lately?
Well, I get home a bit later than normal being a truckie, so I like to unwind before I have tea. I put on the PS4, have a game of Sniper or Call of Duty or something.
Yeah.
She'll call me for tea. So I'll go and have me tea. She'll sneak in. Anyway, to cut it short, three TVs and two controllers later.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, she keeps getting killed and whatnot, so she cracks it, throws the controller at the TV. You can laugh. It's costing me a bloody fortune.
Oh, I love it.
Who's your partner, Johnny Depp? This is unbelievable. Good on you, Scott. We've given him a prize.
Yes.
You're a good man.
Yes.
Love it.
Good story, well told. It's trouble, gaming. Tears.
Well, some types of it is. Yeah. Now, you are getting ready to go on the telly tonight.
I'll be leaving here to go to the Seven Studios to make a formal apology to the Seven Network for stuff
what
we
have
did.
You done?
We'll
what
show
did
you,
say?
You what happened.
Really?
We'll show you what happened on tonight's
I'm
episode.
I'm a bit nervous for you.
Sam Pango's one-on-one with Gary Ablett Jr. A sit-down.
Oh,
how rare is that?
That is very rare.
Yeah,
that'll
you
be
wanna,
excellent.
You
did you say you've got Gavin Wanganine on?
Gavin Wanganine on, which will be great for
He's
Adelaide.
He's a great
viewers.
Artist.
Yes, he is, and he's designed the match ball.
He has designed the match ball.
Indigenous round,
yep.
And he's think his mother was affected by the Stolen Generation directly.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm going to ask him about that
okay.
and ask him about his history. I know he's been greatly moved by it. And over in the West, something for you, Glenn Jakovic. Well, he's a superstar, champion. But reckons
champion.
He beat Wayne Carey 14-2. In their head-to-head contest.
Well, I'm sure Wayne Carey will take that well.
Oh, well, as he always
he
does. What
he
are you
does.
Up to?
I'm just going to go home, have a bit of dinner, sit back, get ready to watch the MasterChef, then watch the
Candy
Crush.
Candy Crush.
I'm not going Candy Crush.
Buy some pigs in the farming app.
Nah.
All right.
Big show tomorrow. Dave O'Neill, Cloud of the Week, and more. Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share in up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.